Thank you and good morning. Arcata Fire responded to a report of light smoke coming from an upstairs area at a residence in the 1400 block of East Bates Road in McKinleyville at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. When fire crews reached the scene, they contacted one resident who was unhurt and evacuated, and firefighters spotted blistering in a ceiling that led them to an attic space where they found the fire. The blaze was quickly extinguished and confined to the attic, and the initial investigation points to an electrical wiring problem as the cause. Three Arcata engine companies responded to the fire with mutual aid provided by Humboldt Bay and Blue Lake. There were no injuries reported. The State Board of Food and Agriculture meets today to discuss medical marijuana regulations. Ken Morgan has more.
Medical cannabis and GMO labeling will be discussed at today's meeting of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture, which starts at 10 this morning. Last year, California passed the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act that allows the commercial cultivation and sale of medical cannabis. Several state agencies, including the Department of Food and Agriculture, Department of Public Health, Department of Pesticide Residue, and the California Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation, have an integral role in developing the regulatory framework that will be in place by January 1, 2018. Today's meeting provides an opportunity for each department to give an update on current progress.
The investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board is expected to take about 2 weeks as investigators search for clues about the cause of a plane crash that claimed four lives on Friday morning. Reach Medical Service and Cal Air Life Flight lost three employees, pilot Larry Mills, flight nurse Deborah Kroon, and flight paramedic Michelle Tarwater. They were transporting their patient, 35-year-old April Rodriguez, who died in the crash as well. Mills, who was flying from Crescent City to Oakland, had reported smoke in the cockpit at just before 1 a.m. on Friday. By 1:05, contact with the plane had been lost. Memorial services are planned for later this week, and any result of the investigation will be released by Reach Medical Services and Cal Air Life Flight. The sheriff's office is searching for an armed robbery suspect who managed to lead deputies on a vehicle pursuit from Blue Lake to Hoopa just after midnight Sunday morning, and who was then able to flee on foot and elude capture once on the reservation. The suspect, described as a white or Native American adult male, 6 feet tall, and who was wearing a black hoodie, a black mask, and a backpack, brandished a handgun at the clerk at the Shell station on Central Avenue. He fled with cash, and he remains at large. There were several reported small fires alongside the roadway on Highway 299 over the weekend, and there was a vegetation fire in the Arcata Marsh as well, but otherwise, it's been a quiet fire season so far on the North Coast. CAL FIRE is battling a major wildland fire in Monterey County, the Soberanes Fire, which has grown to more than 40,000 acres and destroyed more than 70 structures. Engine companies from local fire departments have been dispatched to provide mutual aid. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has very close ties with the San Diego Police Department. He came to Eureka from a command position with San Diego PD, and he maintains close ties with his former employer. Close family ties, in fact. Chief Mills has a son-in-law, Kelly, who works with the same gang detail as the two officers who were ambushed during a traffic stop last Thursday night. Officer J.D. DeGuzman suffered fatal injuries, while Officer Wade Irwin was severely wounded. Chief Mills provided some detail.
Kelly and Aziz, his partner, were on a stop another block away and hear, you know, a gunfight. Kelly and Aziz found J.D. and Irwin both wounded. So Kelly drug J.D. out of the car behind cover and started doing CPR, and they just decided that they couldn't wait for medical transport, so they threw him in the patrol car and rushed both of them to the hospital, and J.D. obviously expired and Irwin's going to make it.
Mills was notified by his daughter shortly after the shooting and said being a police officer was always harder on your loved ones.
It's tough enough to watch your loved one go out to work and recognize that, you know, they're putting on a vest and a gun for a reason. But then when you get these incidents around the country, it just kind of keeps that tension in the forefront of your mind. And it's just a relentless stressor for families. It's not just the men and the women. It's the partners, the mates, the parents, and so forth.
Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills spoke in detail about the shooting in San Diego, as well as others across the country. And you can listen on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday.